Welcome to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast, a doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs. Here's your host, Dr. Mark J. Paymer.
Looking for the secrets to healthier lungs? Don't miss an exclusive interview with the leading lung doctor for Port St. Lucie, where he shares some tips on minimizing lung problems. Welcome back, everyone. Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Dr. Mark Paymer. Dr. Paymer, how you doing today?
I'm awesome. Let's do this.
Tell me something. Generally speaking, what can everyone do to minimize lung problems?
What? Okay, let me make sure this thing's on. This thing on? Y'all listening? Don't smoke. That's it. So, yeah, not smoking has got to be the number one thing, the inhalation of smoke. So, smoking is basically it. I mean, my God, if people didn't smoke, can you imagine the reduction in disease burden, not just of lung disease, but of cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart attack, atherosclerotic disease, lung disease, cancer? I mean, just imagine. I mean, not just the money saved, but the lives saved. So not smoking would have to go right to the top of the list. And I would even back that off to just to say even the inhalation of smoke. Because, you know, we smoke in America, but, you know, in much of the world, we forget that a lot of the world is not in a first world situation. You know, people have wood burning stoves in their house. The inhalation of smoke, whether you're a firefighter, whether you're burning stuff, work in a barbecue truck, you know, a food truck. But the inhalation of smoke sets off an inflammatory reaction in the lung. And every one of those little smoke particles is going to be seen by the immune system as a foreign invader, and it's going to get attacked. I mean, we see pretty smoke, but the immune system doesn't see that. The immune system sees a billion particles that it wants to destroy. And, you know, let's face it, if the SWAT team showed up in your neighborhood and kicked down every door and raided every house, that neighborhood's not going to look the same, you know, afterwards, especially if it's going on every day after day after day. You know, a pack is 20 cigarettes. That's 20 times a day this is going on. The neighborhood's never the same. So same with the lungs. So not inhaling smoke is a fantastic start to keeping your lungs healthy. But, you know, what else, right? Trying to stay away from respiratory viruses, if at all possible, you know, stay away from sick people. People are coughing. Maybe stay away from them. Especially if you've got lung disease, you know, if you've got asthma, COPD, fibrosis or something, and, you know, the grandkids are sick, now's not the time to have them over. Those little viruses are the number one cause of flare-ups of asthma, COPD. I mean, just, you know, kids can stay home. Menus in restaurants, big source vector for viruses and bacteria of infecting people. The buggies at the grocery store, you know, shaking hands, countertops, you know, everywhere. So washing your hands, that's a big actual thing you can do to not get lung disease. But washing your hands, really using some common sense. Masks, forget what you learned from the COVID misinformation. They do work. You know, masks help slow down the passage of virus and bacteria. You know, but don't inhale smoke. Stay away from sick people if you can. Vaccines are very, very important. You know, they do work. The influenza vaccine absolutely works. It's not 100%. You may still get influenza even if you get influenza vaccine, but the odds are it's not going to be as bad as if you weren't vaccinated. And that nobody will argue with. Pneumococcal vaccine is important against pneumococcal pneumonia. That can be a lifesaver, especially for the elderly. The toddlers, the little kids, they're the reservoir for Streptococcus pneumoniae. You know, the little kids, they love to kill their grandparents. They don't mean to, but, you know, they can take out grandma, grandpa with pneumonia, meningitis, you know, quite easily. So that's why we vaccinate the kids, not to kill off the adults, you know, the grandparents. We're vaccinating adults against, you know, strep pneumoniae. That's the most common cause of ear infections, sinus, bronchitis, pneumonia in the community, big cause of meningitis. There's vaccines for that. There's a vaccine now for respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Usually that hits babies, but it can cause quite the cold and the bronchitis, bronchiolitis in adults. And if you've got asthma, COPD, lung disease, it can be a disaster. can be an ICU admission. It could be a fatal event, but it can definitely be a prolonged, very miserable time. So there's an RSV vaccine. You know, other things, I mean, just staying away from smoke and sick people and staying up on your vaccines. That's really it. I really can't advocate for any of the natural products. You know, I see the same stuff. There's really not great evidence for a lot of that. So I can't, as a Western scientist, tell you, look, there's 1,000 people that's been looked at versus a placebo group that's shown that that's worked. So I kind of stay away from that. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't work, great. It may be treating your wallet. It might actually be helping you. But if you come to me, I'm going to give you evidence-based medicine. Most of that stuff doesn't really work. Some of the nutraceuticals, you know, they certainly have some pharmacologic properties. Let's see what else. I mean, that's really kind of it. Stay away from smoke. Stay away from sick people. Stay up on your vaccines. Stay healthy. The healthier you are, the healthier your lungs are. I mean, you know, keep your immune system up so that when you're presented with some respiratory pathogen, which you will be, just as I will be, that we've got a good immune system to fight that thing off. You know, if you're really run down, and God forbid, you know, you have a date with tuberculosis or influenza or MAC or any other number of bacteria or viruses, and you've got impaired immunity, that you're probably going to get infected, and it may become an issue in you. Versus if you had a stronger immune system, it may not. So staying healthy is a big one as well.
So if you were to leave one, what's your top tip for having a healthy lungs?
Don't smoke.
Got it. Love you. Love it, Dr. Paymer. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Mark J. Paymer podcast. To learn more about the doctor who uses his heart to treat your lungs, go to markpaymerdo.com. Or call 772-785-5864. Once again, that's 772-785-5864.